Thank you, Mr. Chair, for giving me the floor. Honorable Ministers, Member of Parliament, Your Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is well known that good nutrition is a basic building block of human capital and as such contributes to economic development. As we enter the post-2015 agenda, Namibia has shown slight improvements in nutrition. The number of children under 5 years who are stunted has decreased from 1 in 3 to 1 in 4 children over the past 8 years. The number of children being exclusively breastfeeding has increased from 24% to 48% between 2006 and 2013 due to the scaling up of infant and young children feeding, counseling to all health facility and community health workers and volunteers. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our key achievements this year has been an infant and young child feeding and caring practices study undertaken in all our 14 regions to support evidence-based planning for scaling up nutrition. This study will provide information about what caregivers are feeding their children, why those foods are chosen, and what else is available locally in the community that could potentially enrich complementary foods. The preliminary study results already point to potential opportunities for maximizing the messages about ideal infant feeding practices. The influence of health workers has been shown to be very strong, and therefore improving the interpersonal communication skills of health workers and equipping them with educational and counseling tools might see future increases in breastfeeding rates and increase in the number of children receiving the recommended minimum adequate diet. However, this is not enough. As we move beyond 2015, we have to adopt a multi-sectoral and integrated approach. Partnership and strategic alliances are important vehicles to tackle the challenges associated with improving the nation's nutritional status, and therefore, we have embraced the multi-sectoral approach in recognition of multi-causes and determinants of malnutrition. Namibia plans to strengthen the enabling environment for scaling up nutrition by updating and developing the legislative and policy framework, institutional capacity and appropriate resources mobilization and utilization for nutrition. In recognition of the multi-causes and determinants of malnutrition, the focus will be directed to the code of marketing breast milk substitutes, the fortification of staple food, provision of safe water and improved sanitation, while not neglecting the ongoing nutrition-specific interventions. This, by extension, includes the empowerment of smallholder and family farmers as important stakeholders in the fight of eradication of hunger and poverty, providing food security and nutrition. Mr. Chairman, being mindful of the impact of infectious diseases and its effects on nutrition, Namibia is cognizant of the devastating socio-economic impact of Ebola on not only the affected countries, but also on the continent. We accept this as our collective responsibility to respond to it. Hence, Namibia fully supports all initiatives under the umbrella of African Union and the World Health Organization. Master Chair, Namibia delegation support the Rome Declaration on Nutrition and the Framework for Action. We are convinced that this conference outcome documents will further support our policy, institutional and legislative framework on nutrition. Let me take this opportunity to thank the government of Italy and its people for the excellent hospitality we receive since we enter this beautiful country. I thank you.